The Financial Safari News Network is proud to present America's 401k Show. A place where your retirement questions are answered, solutions are offered, and tough stuff explained. You'll get the latest news on 401ks and IRAs, as well as interviews with financial experts to help you earn more for retirement. Now, let's join our Safe Money correspondent, Steve Siddall, on America's 401k Show.
Hey, we're back on America's 401k Show. I'm Steve Siddall. Dr. J is here. Janine is here. Coach Pete, of course, America's Wealth Coach, best-selling author. Coach, you've been very, very busy lately.
Yeah.
You've been on the road. I know you're working on a new book.
Yeah. It's the big book on retirement.
You wrote the book on retirement?
Yeah, it's over. Right now, I'm trying to whittle it down. It's about 400 pages now. I'm going to try to get it down to 350.
Okay.
It's too big.
Too much good information.
I know. But it's going to be a great book. I've been editing it myself, looking through it, trying to move things around, but I already know it's a great book. I think people are going to really benefit from it. We're going to turn chapters into very small books. They make these little small books these days. We're going to take chapters and break them down so you can get a chapter at a time, too. Because when you talk about drinking from a fire hose, if you give somebody a book as big as I give, it'll end up on a bookshelf and not in your hands when you're reading. You might get carpal tunnel syndrome by trying to hold the book. So it's gonna be a big book. And all the other books, this would be number 8 for me, that I've written myself. I've been in other chapter. I put a chapter or two in other books, like 5 or 6 other books in my life,
right,
too. But the books are, they all have a purpose. And this one is going to be the best book. But all my other books have been about between 80 and 125 pages.
Yeah, I know. They've been pretty quick reads.
Yeah. And so this is going to be, and we need to make sure the font size gets a little bigger, too, because if I can't read it, like if the words look too small to me, yeah, you have to get the reading glass. But I don't want everyone to have a reading glass. I want this to be a book you can read without reading glasses.
Okay.
So it may be 500 or 600 pages.
It could be.
Well, just keep us up to date.
We'll break it down to a series.
A book or a weapon?
Yeah. No, it could be a weapon, too. A doorstop.
Yeah.
You know, you look at these, the movies, like the series that you like. We like a couple series together like that. And maybe they're like 10 or 11 hours if you watch them one time. So they say, we got a great movie, but it's 10 hours. All right, we'll make a 10-part series.
Yeah,
what happens.
That is what happens.
And so this book almost needs to be broken down, but I'm going to leave it in one book, and then we're going to break it down in little sub-chapters to hand out, like a little... This book is, you see me hold it up. It's called a pocketbook. It fits right in my pocket on my vest coat here. So it's like
it's very nice.
So we're going to have these to go along with that, but the big book will be out probably... a couple months ago.
A couple months.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough.
I'll look forward to it.
Yeah, I am too.
Janine, you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yeah,
it's pretty nice.
I've
been spending some time in there.
You've been helping me a lot with editing and sentence structure. Hey, I didn't claim to be an expert in English. It is my first language.
Well, she is a spelling nerd.
Oh,
so.
I know. Well, you should have seen my papers back in the day. Now, I grew up before we had spell check. We didn't even have word processors. We had to use the typewriter.
Oh, yeah.
And it took me forever to type a paper.
Oh, yeah.
And I kept the whiteout company in business.
Me too.
Oh, man. The cool thing now with these, with the word processor, with the computers, is you have thesaurus built in, so it suggests other words
Absolutely.
To you, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you don't have to use the same word all the time.
Nice. Hey, you got AI.
Yeah, well, AI's in, now, we haven't even touched AI
I know.
Yet.
Wow. That's a whole Woo. Other.
Yeah, I mean, this may be it probably will be the last book that I actually wrote. And so I think that in the future, I don't think anyone's going to write books anymore. I think you'll just have AI write it for you.
Sure.
Possibly.
It's super easy.
Yeah.
But you can kind of tell sometimes.
I can still tell, but evidently it's getting more and more advanced, too.
It is.
Sure.
So, and a lot of people are using AI for many other things in life. It's crazy what AI is doing.
People are using AI for managing their finances.
Oh, that too. Well,
yeah.
You know, again, who you're talking to.
Right,
it's like,
right.
But I think it can be a good weapon in your battle in the financial
Agreed.
World.
Agreed.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but don't overuse it and don't over-depend on it, too. What if they took it away?
It needs the human element.
I think the human element is still going to be here.
It needs the human element.
I watched the movie, was it 2001, Space Odyssey?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. AI got out of control of that movie.
Hell.
We don't want that.
No. We don't want that.
It is funny how, is life imitating art or is art imitating life?
Poof. At what point does it change?
You said that you ever see the movie The Terminator?
Sure.
I mean, that's AI.
Yeah, very good point.
That's AI and robotics.
Yep. Sure.
Who's to say we don't have robotics like that these days?
I don't know. You
I
get
think
the dogs.
We might, right?
I mean, I'm not a robot. I have high blood pressure. If I was a robot, they'd have it at 120
right.
over 80.
Well, something that'll make your blood pressure rise is the folks that take advantage of other folks when it comes to retirement. We've got a broker's behaving badly. I've been saving this one, Coach. This is a guy's last name is Rodriguez, and he's just that guy.
And now, brokers behaving badly.
Another torrid tale of an advisor with a passion for money, just not his own. The SEC has charged Jesus Rodriguez with wire fraud, misappropriation of nearly $3.5 million from his brokerage and advisory clients. The ex-Morgan Stanley financial advisor from El Paso, Texas, is alleged to have initiated a total of more than 250 unauthorized disbursements from 10 of his clients' accounts between 2014 and 2021. The SEC alleges that Rodriguez engaged in fraudulent activities by taking on debt for account holders using securities in their brokerage or advisory accounts. Additionally, he's accused of misappropriating funds from the sales of securities. To conceal his actions, Rodriguez allegedly fabricated transfer authorizations and misled his employer about certain transactions. The SEC claims he misused over $3.48 million for personal expenses, credit card payments, purchasing cars, supporting his family. Now, the commission seeks various forms of relief, including permanent injunctive measures, disgorgement with interest, and a civil penalty. Morgan Stanley stated they promptly reported Rodriguez's alleged misconduct to law enforcement and have been cooperating with authorities. Furthermore, the firm has resolved claims with affected clients amicably. Rodriguez's troubles came to light when he was arrested in El Paso, Texas, after an outstanding warrant was discovered. Subsequently, another individual with similar identifying information was arrested and charged with wire fraud. Rodriguez's career began in 2005 with Merrill Lynch. He later moved to Citigroup Global Markets before joining Morgan Stanley. Notably, he has 13 customer disputes on record dating back to July 2021, alleging misuse of customer credit lines, misappropriation, and unauthorized withdrawals. Many of these disputes have been settled, while others are still pending or denied. The bad guys are out there, folks. It's up to you to make sure you're dealing with a true fiduciary. Make your first stop, brokercheck.com, to find out.
I tell you what, you look up him, he's got all of those disclosures are there.
Wow.
You know, I mean, he started way back when. I don't think he ever did anything legit.
Where was he from again?
El Paso, Texas.
El Paso, wow. I mean, they're all over the place.
Yeah.
I mean, every single week you tell me you got too many
more
to choose from.
There's more. Yeah, I got a couple more in there already.
Well,
can we talk about bucket lists?
Sure.
You know, because I think that how important is it, Coach, do you think to include bucket list items in our overall plan from the beginning?
Oh, very important. I mean, these are things you want to do. I mean, why are we here if you can't do them? So put it down there. It's a goal. You can aim for it. You can strive for it. You actually, if you don't want to go to work one day, you remember your bucket list, you get up and go to work.
Exactly right. Yeah. So, I mean,
it's an inspiring thing.
Well, yeah. And I mean, you know, maybe you want to eat a Omaha steak in Omaha.
I have. The best steak I ever had was in Omaha at the Red Lion Inn. Yeah, it was a hotel. I was coming in late. I was talking to the Bank of Omaha. This was like 20-some years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And I flew in late, and the only thing open really was the hotel's restaurant. So I went down there. It was the best steak. Janine, they put a gigantic piece of butter on top of the steak. I was in heaven. I was young and wasn't looking at cholesterol.
Yeah, right.
But it's funny. Steve, let's tell folks that, again, this is America's 401k show.
Yes.
We've been doing this show for a year. I mean, I don't know how many years now.
Years.
A lot of years.
17, I think we started.
A long time ago.
No, 2017 is what I meant.
2017.
When I said 17. Yeah. I didn't mean 17
1917.
Years. 1917. I haven't heard that long.
But people can listen to old shows if they want.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
How can they do that?
Well, they can go to americas401kshow.com.
Yep.
And you can find all the shows there, or you can just go to anywhere you get a podcast. I mean, you know, everybody's got podcasts.
But America's 401k show.
You just America's 401k show. There it is.
And then you're over 2 years in now to the Financial Pizza.
Financial Pizza. We kind of changed it around a little bit,
podcast.
Too. Yeah, I got Chrissy helping me now,
it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to listen to that show. In 30 minutes or less, you get all the financial news you need in a week.
Well, that and I mean, again, we hear from a lot of these advisors from around
across
the country
that
have some great information. They have some great stuff. I know this week, for example, we've got a great clip from Joe Murphy out of Indiana. He's talking about really defining what general income sources are and how to really capitalize on that as you put your plan together.
General income sources?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Joe's a good guy.
Yeah.
Talked to him a lot. So Financial Pizza, anywhere you can look at a podcast,
anywhere.
Or financialpizza.com.
Yeah, that too.
That's a good one too.
Yes, exactly.
And then we've got videos if you're interested in watching some videos of something we call the A word, annuity.
Mm-hmm.
Annuity Avenue.
Okay, tell me about
com.
It.
AnnuityAvenue.com. So many questions on annuities, so much confusion, annuity confusion out there. So many bad annuities too, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of folks are listening now have an annuity. You can refinance your annuity these days because the rates have gone up. So maybe it makes sense to get in a better annuity. Just like we refinanced our houses on the way down of the mortgage interest rates, we can can refinance our annuities on the way up of the interest rate environment. A lot of people don't realize that.
Is that an easy thing to do, Coach?
It's easy, Steve, but it shouldn't be done a lot of times.
Okay, right.
There are many times where it doesn't make sense. So not just to, you don't refinance just to refinance.
Right.
But, so we make sure it makes sense to you. And that's why we're fiduciary. Okay. So, but at annuityavenue.com, you can watch the videos and do a little home study. Mm-hmm. It's always fun to do home study so you don't have to talk to anybody. Like you watch it. If you have a question, you can always let us know. And we can guide you through that process. And it's most important thing we do is to make sure you don't make mistakes.
Right.
I mean, anyone can do anything they want on their own. You're a do-it-yourselfer. But you know, I used to put models together. Dad would get me these models, like model cars.
Yeah.
And it had millions of pieces. And most of them were for the engine.
Yeah.
So I'd put the car together, and I didn't have the patience back then because I got glue off my fingers.
Oh,
I would never be a surgeon. I can't sew either. So I would glue the trunk shut. The car looked great. Make sure the wheels look good. It would roll, but the engine wasn't going to work anyway, Janine.
Right.
It was plastic.
No,
I said, what am I wasting all my time to put this? My brother Bob would take like days and weeks and months putting it together, and I'd be on my 15th car by the time I get to the first one. So I had a car lot. He had one car. Folks, let's put you in control of retirement. Steve, I want everyone out there to know we're here to help, and we've got a total retirement plan for the next 10 people call right now at no cost or obligation. In other words, free.
888-623-8858 or text 401k to 600-700. A chance to sit down, get a financial roadmap put together, really understand where you are with your finances, and really the best way is with an independent fiduciary firm like Capital Financial. And it's a phone call away at 888-623-8858. It's just that simple. 888-623-8858 or just text 401k to 600-700. Text 401k to 600-700.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.